Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I started doing my broadcasts in 1997, November of 1997. And the first day I had guests. From day one I had guests on my show. I always have had. And I still keep in touch with a lot of the folks who were with me in the early days. But the one who has been with me the longest, who is still with me, is Karen Kerrigan. Karen joined me in sometime around the end of November, 1997, and bless her heart, she's been long-suffering, an abiding supporter and friend all these years. As you've heard me say many times before, nobody, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen and her organization, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and she's our good friend Karen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. It's good to be with you. Always great to be back.
You
always.
Too. It's good to have you here. Hey, Karen. Let's take a segment and talk a little bit about what happened. This what's happening right now, even virtually as we speak. The president and Congress, the Republicans, the Democrats, the Republicans and the Tea Party. We have all these different factions who have their own stake in this budget debt crisis issue, debt ceiling issue. Where do you think we are with all that? How do you think all this is rolling out, and how do you think it's affecting small business?
Well, you know, in my opinion, I think the situation as it stands in terms of the content of the Budget Control Act and where we are in the debt, lifting the debt ceiling, and tying the lifting of the debt ceiling to spending reductions is a really good thing. I mean, I think it's historical. It hasn't happened before. It's always been automatic.
Yep.
And so I think that the Republicans and the Tea Party, and to a certain extent, the more moderate Democrats who are for fiscal restraint and spending reductions, really are winning at this point in time. Now, do we think that this could have been better? You know, absolutely. But just the sea change in terms of, you know, the language up on Capitol Hill, not only that, but the action and what the president had to do to acquiesce, I think, to this, this wave of, discontent regarding the where we are fiscally as a nation is extraordinary. And, you know, I think at first he attempted to put up a good fight and, you know, say, look, at tax increases have to be a part of this. I mean, he fought for as little spending reductions as possible. But at the end of the day, the GOP, egged on and, by the Tea Party and others. And independents
major undercurrent by what I consider to be highly principled patriotic Americans, as opposed to some people who call them terrorists. Karen, you don't really know how effective you are until the people on the other side of the aisle, so to speak, or the other side of the desk, until they start calling you names. That's when you know you're really being effective, isn't it?
It is. Once the ad hominem attacks begin, you know you've won the debate. Because, you know, the other side can't really argue on the facts.
Right.
And if they could argue on the facts, then they wouldn't be calling names. I mean, that's just the basic principles involved in debates. I learned that, in kindergarten. You start calling
right.
people names, you lose.
Yep. I love what Bernie Goldberg, the former journalist and now editorialist, Bernie Goldberg, who's been on the show before, I heard him say that what he thought was so funny is that the people who are calling the Tea Party terrorists are the same people who wouldn't call terrorists terrorists.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Isn't that funny?
Yes. No, absolutely.
He's right about that.
Quite ironic.
So, but you know, the thing that I've always said about this kind of a scenario with regard to the way things are turned, the tide, the extraordinary sea change as you mentioned a minute ago, what I've always said about this kind of thing is you may not like the number or the answer, but you got to like the trend.
No, I agree, absolutely. And, you know, the trend is very good. You know, one gym from the small
Karen, hold on to that thought, because I want to get your full thought on that. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Karen joined us. Right after these messages, 20 till, right back with Karen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.